I'll come down here more comfortable that way. All right. So some people like to learn multiple different ways, but I am a visual learner, so I have visuals this evening. What we'll do is we'll open up our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 27, verse number 17. And the word says, iron sharpeneth iron, so man sharpeneth the countenance of his friends. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you just work through me, Lord, speak through me to be your messenger this evening. Lord, bring clarity to my mind. Lord, just give me grace when I need it. Father, I do love you and I thank you. I do pray these things in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So our verse for Master Club is Matthew 23:10. For one is your master, even Christ. Matthew 23:10. Now, we have our motto that we say, believing on God's Son. And what that means to me and what that means to our children that y'all send down to us, some of them through Master Club and outside of Master Club have believed on God's Son. And that is the one thing that we do in our membership guides is we go through the membership guide and we just teach them that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto him but by him. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. But they learn that through memory verses. They learn it through game time because they do memory verse challenges at game time. And they learn so much about the Bible each Wednesday night. But going back to our text, iron sharpeneth iron. I'm not an iron guy, so I'm not sure what that really does. But I know if you put two metals together, they start sharpening each other. But I like to use an analogy tonight of this rock right here. This rock is ugly to some. Some, it's a beautiful thing. I don't understand it. But hey, it's a rock. And when we're born, we are this rock right here. We're bumpy. We're ugly. We got some nicks and we got a bunch of sharp edges, right? And then what happens is when we're born, we get thrust into the rivers of life. And these rocks, they just keep turning through the river, all right? Now, I did a little bit of studying on rocks and how they work through water and stuff like that. And well, basically, depending on how fast the water moves down river is how fast the rocks will go down river. Now, they just keep turning and turning and turning, right? And it's what happens is there's sediment, which is at the bottom, and it flows freely down the river. And there's also little other rocks and little pebbles and all that kind of good stuff. And what they do is, as this rock tumbles and tumbles and tumbles, it gets those little edges off. It starts breaking them off. And I think what God does to each of us is as we're going through life, we meet people. That's the rocks and the sediment. And they just kind of work on us. God works on us. And they teach us things that we didn't know. Like, I don't know, I wasn't saved until I was 25 years old. And God started working on me, and this is what I look like at 25. I had a bunch of jagged edges. I was foul mouth, and I was just a nasty guy, right? But, you know, over time, as I've gone through the river of life, because I just one day accepted Christ as my Savior, and He just threw me into the river, or I just jumped into the river and let God just work on me and let other people work on me. By the preaching of God's Word, people change their life a lot. All right? And then once we learn about God and we accept God, and then we have to start doing something called obeying God's holy word, right? That's our second part of our motto, is obeying God's holy word, right? So that leads us to baptism, right? So what an awesome thing. I'm going to put this rock down. We know what that's doing. It's tumbling. It's going to continue to tumble, okay? So just keep that in the back of your mind, that that rock is continually tumbling downstream. All right, so baptism. Let's see. I believe we've had Tyler get baptized. Let's see. Who else? We had Miss Karis get baptized. Caleb, Nathaniel, we've had a lot of children baptized. And Miss Michaela back there, she's raising her hand. She's giving it the praise back there. She was baptized. All right. So what we teach them, not only do we teach them about salvation, but we also teach our children that you allow us to teach every Wednesday. We tell them about obeying God's holy word. As they go, they are obeying. May not see it, but they are, especially when they get up in that baptismal and they proclaim Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and they get baptized. They are obeying God's holy word. And then they continue obeying God's holy word by putting God's word in their heart. They're memorizing these scriptures. When I got saved, I never was told once that I needed to memorize scripture. Go figure, right? But anyway, I wasn't told to memorize scripture. I wasn't told I need to pray every day or any of that stuff. But what we're teaching our children are things that I wasn't taught as a child that they deserve and need to hear on a daily basis. And praying every day, the ambassadors in their book, when they open up their book, they have their memory verses, and part of their week is to read a portion of that scripture and write down thoughts that they have or answer questions that they're asked in their little book. But it also teaches them to pray, to memorize scripture, and to get into God's holy word each and every day, right? And so that brings us to our third one, and that is serving in God's house. Now, Sunday nights, I usually have a couple of our master clubbers. They are ushering. We have ladies doing piano. And on some master club Wednesday nights, I'm looking for children. I'm trying to mark them off because we got a little sheet. Mark off our children, make sure we have them all. And they're not down there. So I come up here to give my report to the back there. And they're up here playing an offertory. Man, they're playing the piano. They're playing the violin. They're playing the flute. I mean, that is serving in God's house. I don't know any other way to put it. We are teaching, training, and mentoring our children. And that is the main purpose of Master Club, to evangelize, to disciple, to teach, train, and provide opportunities for them to serve in the local church. And that's what they're doing. And as that rock keeps tumbling and tumbling and tumbling, one day they're going to turn out like this. Now, you'll notice that this has got a little edge over here. It's still got some rough pieces and some rough parts. And well, me and my wife, we went on our little vacation to Cherokee, North Carolina, and I pulled this out of the river up there because I thought it was just awesome, right? But one day, I want to be as smooth as this rock. And right now what we're trying to do is we're trying to teach these children to break off those edges, to let the Lord work in their heart, because we're not doing any of this. It's the Lord doing it all. They don't come to baptism because we tell them, you got to get baptized. No, they're coming to baptism because they know it's right. They're obeying God's holy word. And they're coming to pastor and say, hey, I need to get baptized. I need to obey what God has told me to do. And one day, we'll get smooth. He's still working on me. I'll probably look more like that than I do this. However, God is working on me each and every day. And these children teach me a lot every Wednesday night. You think that they're learning? I'm learning. And we have great, wonderful teachers and helpers that are the sediment, that are the pebbles, that are the bigger, heavier rocks that are crashing in on these children sometimes. But they're learning, and they're getting smoothed out like this rock right here. All right? And tonight, I just want to challenge the church over the summer. We'll be out of Master Club for the entire summer. We'll have our last Master Club on Wednesday night. That'll be our party night, and they'll get a whole lot more awards and a whole lot more badges to get sewn on. All right? But throughout the summer, just encourage them. Be that rock, be that pebble, or be that sediment that just rushes by them. Hey, I'm thinking about you, and I'm praying about you this week. How you doing in your devotions? How you doing getting in God's Word? You know, just keep encouraging them. I know we have devotions at home and everything, but how are they doing in their personal devotions? All right. And our ambassadors that are leaving us, I challenge you, all of my up and rising ones that are going up to the teen class, I challenge you to take the same principles that you have been learning in Master Club and apply them in the teen group. And that way, Mr. Minion and Miss Minion will be very happy and satisfied up there that they're getting quality material. And they're getting that quality material because we've had people invest in their life. All right? So the challenge is invest in these children's lives throughout the rest of the summer. Find one, pick one, and pray for them every day. It doesn't have to be your own. It can be someone else's. Pray for them every day. When you see them on Sunday or Wednesday, give them some encouragement. All right? Be that person that they would say later on in life, hey, that older guy, he came up to me and said he was praying for me. Wow. That would be awesome. All right? All right? Be that lady that takes that young lady by the hand and says, come walk with me. Let's talk for a while. All right? Older ladies, y'all can do that too, because they're going to learn so much more than I can teach them. Older men, pastors, teachers, evangelists, missionaries, y'all are putting the seeds in these young men's lives right now. They're looking up to you when you're going to the mission field. They're seeing you on the mission field. And they're like, God's tugging at my heart, and he wants me to go to the mission field. But I don't know how to get there. Come alongside them. come alongside them, help them out, give them what they need. Pastors, pray for the young men that are growing up, getting ready to be the next generation of pastors, so that they can stand in a pulpit and say, I'm not going contemporary. I allow this guy to wear a polo shirt. All right? All right? I know he was faking it, but that's okay. But be those that just come alongside of our children, right? And that's my prayer. That's what I want to give to you all this evening, all right? That way they can one day become smooth stones and they can say, hey, I remember that pastor that just chipped that away. I didn't need it anyway, but he chipped it away, and now I'm a better person for it, all right? Ladies, same thing. Be that lady that says, man, they saw something in me that I needed to improve, and they took me on the side and said, hey, let's get that fixed. Just chipping it away. Just chipping it away. Becoming smooth. All right? Thank you, Pastor.